Welcome to How to Make It Better, and today we're going to talk about how we can improve a keyboard. We have a special guest here today, Kashagra.
Hi, Marcos. I have a few ideas on how we can improve the standard keyboard we use every single day.
First, let's talk about the history of the keyboard.
Yeah, so the keyboard was based on the typewriters that were made in the 18th century. The first one was invented by Christopher Latham in 1869. Later, he made a typewriter company in 1877.
Yeah, I read about it in an article that said that the QWERTY layout, which is a standard keyboard layout, was made for efficiency and it was also familiar enough with everyone. Then later in the 1930s, the first keyboard using technology rather than mechanical parts was made.
Yeah, that really sparked the creation of the next generation of keyboards. Let's talk about how we can improve the modern keyboards.
So, modern keyboards work with just buttons that are programmed to put a letter on the screen, rather than using a printing method using mechanical typewriters. The traditional typewriters use a bar and arm that prints a letter on the paper, rather than being typed. Yeah, I'm going to start off with one feature that I think every single person wants on a keyboard, and it's that clicky/mechanical sound as you type. What do you think about that?
I think that's an amazing feature that should be added to all keyboards. It makes the experience much more smoother and seamless. Also, the sounds of the switches are really crisp and satisfying, and I personally would love this feature. One feature that I think is going to help out the keyboard a lot is stainless material. Normally, when I use my keyboard and I'm eating something along with it, it makes the keyboard really dirty, and you can see the stains all over the keyboard, which makes it really unpleasant to use it.
I agree with the stainless material. I think rubber or maybe even stainless steel would be good materials. I think stainless steel would be a really interesting idea that might work if used right. I have a Mac and I have a similar material, but it still gets hard to clean sometimes.
Yeah, other than that, I noticed that on Macs, sometimes the keys could get stuck and it was hard to fix without using special tools.
Yeah, sometimes that happened to me too. What if there's like an easy way to remove the keys or just a better method of making a thin keyboard that aren't membrane keyboards that can get easily jammed?
Maybe. Instead of using fixed keys, the keys would be removable or magnetic to stay attached when typing, but removable for jams and cleanings.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I think that the magnetic system would be great for using, but also be practical enough so you can clean it easily. Because cleaning is kind of hard on modern keyboards, especially the mechanical ones. Yeah, overall, I think we came up with some pretty good ideas, but there's still a lot of issues with modern keyboards.
Maybe we could be able to actually do the changes and make keyboards better. Anyway, this has been Kashagra and Marcos on how to...